We're talking about the halachas of when it loses what's called tayar lechem, bread, which was started out as bread and no longer looks like bread, or has the status of bread. So we pointed out the fact that you grind it up, it doesn't look, matzah meal doesn't look like bread or like matzah, but that's not that the change because of the size alone does not change its status from being bread. If you soak it in something, so that we go a few examples in halacha. If you soak it into water to the point that the water leaches out some of the flour, into the water. The water turns white. In halacha, let's consider that the bread lost its status of bread at that point in time. So a person would take, before he makes French toast, would soak the bread to the point that the water turns white. It's no longer hamotzi. Again, if it's less than a kazayas. If it's a kazayas, which we pointed out, is indestructible. It remains bread no matter what you do. Person would soak matzah, make matzah bray again, if pieces are less than a kazayas. He soaks it before he, to the point that the water turns white. It's not considered bread anymore. It was less than a kazayas. If you put it, you soak it in something which the thing that you're soaking it in that says you soak it in red wine and absorbs the wine and gets the flavor of the wine into it. If it's less than a kazayas, it loses its status of bread. If you mix it together with other things, even without cooking, do anything else to it. It's less than a kazayas again. You mix it together with eggs and oil and something like that, and you make a mush out of it. That takes away the status of bread out of the item. So, if a person makes a challah kugel, you have leftover challah, you break it up into pieces less than a kazayas. You mix it together with oil and eggs, etc. Even though you bake it afterwards, since each piece. It was broken into less than a kazayas before you started, so it will not have the status of a moitzi, it has the status of a mezonos. A person takes knedlach, so that they're boiled anyway, so you have the issue of boiling. Let's say you would fry it. You can make something called a chremzel, which you mix it together with oil and with different things, and you fry the matzah meal together with that in the frying pan. So that's still considered a mezonos. Let's say you mix it together with water. However, you take matzah meal and you mix it together with only water, and just mixing it with water does not take away its status. So if you then afterwards you would boil it, or not boil it, you would bake it, it would still be hamotzi. If you boil it, it would not be a moitzi. Somebody asked me the following question. They have something known as, they're called matzah rolls. So matzah rolls, you take matzah meal, you mix it together with some water and some other things, and then some people process it differently, different ways of processing it, then you bake it afterwards. So pasha, that's still a moitzi. If you mix it with a large amount of other things, so that takes away its status, and now it's considered like a piece of cake. Pesach of cake is a mezonos. Let's say the person told me the way they do it is they boil up water with oil. They put the matzah meal into the boiling water with oil. So you're boiling it, and then they take that and they take it and they form it into a roll and they put it into the oven and they bake it. So you have the advantage of the fact that you boiled it first also. So the bracha on all these cases will only be a mezonos and not hamotzi. Regards to the halachas of Kviya Suda, how much when we talk about halachas of Pasul Bakis, we'll go back to these halachas again. So we spoke about it. As long as it's a kazayas, so it remains hamotzi no matter what you do to it. If it's less than a kazayas, we spoke about the idea of boiling it or deep frying it, takes away the status of hamotzi. And now if it changes the tayar lechem, it changes the appearance of a lechem in many different ways, mixing it with other things that goes into the soaking in the water, these things will take away its status of pass of bread, it's no longer hamotzi, and the bracha is mezonos. Have a good morning.